We now welcome a publisher of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger, onto the program. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Daniel and Larry. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. That's definitely for certain. There's a lot to talk about here in the North Bay Business Journal. And one of the things is 27 Sonoma and Marin Community Philanthropy Standouts to be recognized. You got an article on that.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. These are our fifth annual Community Philanthropy Awards, and it honors, you know, companies, organizations, and even individuals that give back in very, you know, outstanding ways. And of course, until October, we're 9 months into the year, so a lot of these companies do what they normally do during the year, giving back, and then once the October fires hit, it just it took giving to a whole new level. You know, for instance, the North Bay Fire Relief Fund raised $32 million to put back in the community. You know, they really, when we were in kind of survival mode, supported a lot of people who had lost their homes and nonprofit organizations that were hit. So, you know, and firefighters, I could go on and on, school children, or what have you. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's on March 29th. We have an awards luncheon, and it's just going to be a chance to you know, just reflect on what a giving community the North Bay really is.
You know, listen, when there's a pizza place on that list, I'm happy. Mary's Pizza Shack makes your list.
I think they raised, if I'm remembering the number correctly, from the nomination, $57,000 on just a couple of pizza nights that they put on for fire relief. People just, and everybody can do something, right? There's one individual winner in there who was at the Vets Memorial Building, the morning of the evacuations, it was an evacuation center, and there was no cook. And so she had some experience cooking. So for, I think, 9 days, she was there every morning cooking food for evacuees. So, just a lot of really great dramatic stories.
But just to complete the thread, I mean, it's pizza and beer. And, of course, my boys at Bear Republican Racer 5 are on the – I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, they go together, right? I mean,
of course.
Have one without the other. So, great. These are all great questions. I wanted to mention one thing, if I could, Daniel. Is that
sure.
all right?
Sure.
So I have a piece in the Business Journal this morning. Basically, the punchline is, if we get this fire recovery and the housing thing wrong, our communities could look a lot different in 5 to 10 years. And the example I use is a local business had lost 1.5% of their workforce. They left for a variety of reasons after the fires. Some lost homes, some had other reasons. But they were, you know, highly trained, hard to find technicians. One was on a management track. So the point is, and this is the whole thrust of North Bay Rebuild, which you're going to hear more and more about, that foundation, is that we have to get this right, get the housing built, because otherwise companies are going to have no choice but to expand elsewhere or even leave, and we will lose, you know, pieces of our workforce. And I don't want to be over dramatic here because I think we can overcome this, but I think people like Henry Hansel and Michael Mondavi, and Larry Florin of Burbank Housing, they see what's happening, and they're very concerned about it, and they've stepped up to try to help. So it was a long soliloquy, but, I think it's an important issue.
It seems as if you might be talking about that at the Outlook Conference coming up, I think, next week?
It's actually this Friday, yes.
Okay.
We are, and we've got Jennifer Thompson from North Bay Rebuild. She's their executive director. They've got big plans, and a delegation went back to Washington. In fact, that's the reason I talked to these three people, Larry Florin, Michael Mondavi, and Henry Hansel, because they went back and met with members of Congress, senators, key agency people in FEMA, and most importantly with Mick Mulvaney, who's Office of Management and Budget gave them 45 minutes, which is incredible, to make their case. And people said, you know, we've seen a lot of government people come back after natural disasters and what have you, but we very seldom, if ever, see business people. And I think that's an important distinction. Government can't do this on its own. They need the community, the business community, to be there right beside them making our case, because if we don't, we won't get the resources that we need to. We don't just need to replace 5,000 houses. We need to build new infrastructure, new everything, new safety measures for, you know, the next fire that's going to be another fire. So we need federal resources. There's something like $4 billion plus that we're proposed to get, and but we're going to have to be there at the table to get it.
You know what? I kind of have to kind of say here to that suggestion, because, you know, it's going to be needed from everybody, business, government, and, you know, even everyday folks just shouting their input at it. And you know what?
Yeah.
Hopefully it is done right the first time right. And,
I worry we got all these distractions. You know, we got all the PG&E lawsuits, and, you know, we need PG&E as a partner, right, to get this done correctly, get the utilities underground, maybe, and maybe we use some new battery technology, who knows, but we need, these are all, to me, they're distractions. What we really need to be focusing on is making sure we keep the jobs and people, our neighbors in this community, they don't have to leave to you know, have a livelihood.
Well said. Like every week, Brad, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a good week.
This is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.